November 1st, 2004, a special election episode of The Sounds in My Head. It's like a radio show, but without all that radio nonsense.
Gotta get political. Apolitical, I gotta get.
My name's Daniel. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
So this government needs to be overthrown.
Tell me about that mule.
Read my lips.
Awesome song was La Tigra from their brand new album called This Island. That song was called Viz, and it's about overt lesbianism. The whole album, though, is strongly anti-Bush. There's a fantastic political song, which you heard a little of in that special election opening of The Sounds in My Head Sweeper, but you're going to hear a little bit more of it because I'm going to play the whole song at the end of this episode because I like it that much. But anyway, that was Viz from La Tigra's new album, This Island, which just came out like last week, week before last. Absolutely great album, best La Tigra album in a while. Absolutely go check it out. And it's a great thing to listen to when you're walking to the polls to vote on Tuesday, which is tomorrow. So don't forget to get out there and vote, especially if you live in Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Nevada, New Hampshire. You know the swing states, and you know who you are, and you need to get out there and vote, yo, because this is important. All right, up next, the Seattle band The Long Winters. This is their song, The Commander Thinks Aloud, which you can find on the Future Soundtrack for America, which is put out by McSweeney's. It's a CD accompaniment for a book, and Move On put it out with McSweeney's. So check out The Long Winters with The Commander Thinks Aloud from the Future Soundtrack for America, right here on The Sounds of My Head, in a special election-themed episode for Voting Day tomorrow.
Boys and girls in cars, dogs and birds on lawns, from here I can touch the sun. Yay! Yay! Put your jackets on.
My wife Wendy was murdered by terrorists on September 11th.
The Faulkner's daughter Ashley closed up emotionally.
I was really closed off emotionally because it was President Bush's fault my mom is dead.
But when President George W. Bush came to Lebanon, Ohio, she went to see him, as she had with her mother, 4 years before.
He walked toward me and I said, Mr. President, this young lady lost her mother in the World Trade Center.
And he saw me and turned around and said, I am sorry I didn't do anything about 9/11, but we had just stocked a lot of bass in our pond at Crawford, and I love to fish.
Our president took Ashley in his arms and just embraced her. And it was at that moment that we saw Ashley's eyes fill up with tears.
He's the most powerful man in the world, and when he asks you to pose in a photo to use in an ad, you feel like you should do it, even if it is a little bit creepy.
What I saw was what I want to see in the heart and in the soul of the man who sits in the highest elected office in our country.
Progress for America Voter Fund is responsible for the content of this message.
Didn't know I was an American for choosing to give a damn, or unpatriotic for daring to take a stand for what I believe in. Looks like freedom to me, expressions of liberty, wanting our America to be a responsible hegemony. Didn't know I was a communist for wanting to share the wealth. It doesn't take an economist to measure the cost of health and what I believe in. Looks like heaven to me, one human family where everybody's got enough to eat and something warm to cover the feet. Didn't know I'd be labeled a terrorist for daring to speak my mind. It's becoming more precarious for failing to toe the line in what I believe in. Sounds like freedom to me, like the Sons of Liberty in 1773. Dumping 45 tons of tea. Didn't know I was in the minority of people who love the earth. I hope it becomes a priority before it gets any worse than what I believe in. Looks like heaven to me, where angels take the shape of the trees, giving us clean air to breathe, from the rivers to the mountains and streams. Didn't know I hated my country for acknowledging the truth. This war is despicable profiteering at the expense of our youth and what I believe in. Looks like like heaven to me. All of humanity living as community in relative harmony.
That was Ian Rhett with Didn't Know I Was Un-American. It's a free download. Ian Rhett's apparently a guy who's always wanted to make music but never bothered to until he got pissed off enough to do so right around this election season. You can go and watch the kind of flash video for it on his website. There's a link on the Sounds of My Head, as always, and it's a great video. It really, it makes the song even better. The song's a little sappy to begin with, and with the video, it's like extra sappy with the kids holding flowers and that kind of stuff. It's like, you know, the subtlety bat just hitting you in the face repeatedly. But that's all right, because the song is great, the message is even better, and we like Ian Rhett, so hopefully he'll put out some more stuff and actually make an album or something, and that'd be nice. All right, up next is a band called Piñata Land. They're out of Brooklyn. They're awesome. They're really a great band. They have all these kind of old school, old traditionally kind of instruments, tubas and clarinets and things like that. And this is a really great song that they put out just for this election. It's a John Quincy Adams campaign song from 1824 that they repurposed and turned into a John Kerry campaign song for 2004. So check out Little Know Ye Who's Coming, which you can download from their website and you can hear right now on The Sounds in My Head. Piñata Land. Greatness. If you like Piñata Land, you'll like the Decemberists and vice versa, so check out the Decemberists. All right. As promised earlier, this is a great new song by La Tigra, also from their album This Island. Check out their perfect protest song. It's called New Kicks, and it's the future anthem of all anti-war protests, for sure. So check out New Kicks by La Tigra from This Island.
Peace! Now! Peace! more and more people are just taking on ramps on the bridge and are just taking it over.
That does it for this special election episode of The Sounds in My Head. I talked over the marches, the Washington Post, Semper Fidelis, something, and The Thunderer. Of course, there's a lot of other stuff mixed in there. Had a little bit of D-Light, a little bit of Stars and Stripes Forever, a little bit of Arrested Development. You just had it all shuffled up. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sounds in My Head. Go out and vote tomorrow if you haven't already. It's important, it matters, and go exercise your right to vote. See you later on The Sounds in My Head.
If we didn't, I think the world would be better off if we did leave.